The first bracha of Birchas HaTorah begins with blessing Hashem, Asher Kiddushenu Mitzvotav Tzivanu, that He sanctified us with His mitzvos, and He commanded us la'asok b'divrei Torah, to engage in the study of Torah. At least that's the way Ashkenazim read the bracha, la'asok b'divrei Torah. The goal is not simply accomplishment in Torah study, but it is being involved in the activity of studying Torah. Rav Soloveitchik once commented that this bracha would apply even to one who suffers from senility, who retains nothing from what he learns, but someone who defines the core values of his life by learning, breathing, as it were, Torah together with oxygen. La'asok b'divrei Torah teaches us that the process, the engagement, is critical. Tosfos holds that there are two brachos. La'asok b'divrei Torah, and concluding with Hamlamei Torah Lamo Yisrael, that's one bracha. And the second bracha is Asher Bracha Barim Mikol Ha'amim. What's the difference? So, based on Tosfos, so the first bracha, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif and Brachos Daf Ham and Beis, is explicitly that if we hold two brachos, so the first bracha of La'asok is discussing, is one rabbi speaking to another rabbi. And that refers to Torah Shebal Peh. Asher Bachar Barim Mikol Ha'amim V'Naslanu Es Torah So, that Hashem gave us the Torah, that's the Torah Shebichsav. But this explanation seems a little strange, because you would have expected the bracha on Torah Shebichsav should be prior to the bracha of Torah Shebal Peh. Why is La'asok B'divrei Torah the bracha of Torah Shebal Peh? Why does that precede the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Nosei Na'Torah, Torah Shebichsav? So there's a Rabbi Wolgamuth wrote a book on tefillah, and he cites a sefer called Tikkun Tefillah. And in this sefer, it suggests that Chazal were polemicizing against people who were deviating from mainstream Judaism, those who denied the validity of Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, we emphasize Torah Shebal Peh first in our bracha, that we don't only believe in Torah Shebichsav, and the Torah Shebal Peh is made up by the rabbis. No, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh go hand in hand, and Torah Shebal Peh is so important, and we're going to emphasize that by having the first bracha of Birchas HaTorah being Torah Shebal Peh, last with Divrei Torah, and the second one being Asher Bachar Barim Mikol Mim Nasan Es Torah So, being Torah Shebichsav. So two different ideas here today. The first is last with Divrei Torah, engagement is key. And second of all, Torah Shebal Peh prior to Torah Shebichsav, because obviously both are part of Torah for us Jews.